Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hi, this is Michael Kill of the Brown Coats and Slytherin House Mixtapes, and you are listening to Geek IO, where you put geek in and geek out.
Hey. Hey, you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's going to get interesting.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io. Put geek in and geek out.
Indeed! Welcome to the Geek.io show, your weekly dose of penis fluey goodness. Episode number 79, recorded Thursday the 25th of September 2014. I'm CJ, trying to say the stuff that we said in the pre-show so it actually makes it onto the real show. Give me a bend of that Kit Kat bar boat.
I've got a bend in my Kit Kat. Jared Acevedo.
I have a disturbing feeling that this is definitely some kind of bad innuendo. I'm Rachel Boat.
And I'm Jared Budlong, trying to find out what one of my friends is eating for dinner. Speaking
in
of pre-show.
Most creepy fashion.
I didn't do that on the show. Although it's on YouTube, so you could go back and listen to it.
You could.
Do it!
Actually, we get quite a
Budlong's
few viewers
definitely
on YouTube.
Not going to
so.
Edit it in
so. No.
Don't
no.
worry about that.
I can't on YouTube. I have It'll to pull it down, edit it, and put it back. So
yeah.
Bump that.
So I want to, I want everybody to, hey, Jack, you have you have your back on, right?
No.
No, he sounds good this week.
I had a debacle last week. I didn't turn it on this week.
Budlong, you should go to my Facebook and play my video. So
who's got the Hunger Games whistle going on? I thought my wife's
phone.
I thought my wife's phone was in the room. Weird. Go on
no
your Facebook.
No idea what you're talking about.
Sure.
Okay. I was at Culver's the other day. To those who don't live anywhere where there's Culver's, it's amazing food, akin to like it's better than In-N-Out Burger, and they serve ice. They have ice cream there. It's freaking fantastic. But I went in there and my phone went off. And so with somebody messaging me with Power Rangers, it's a Power Rangers tone. And then three other people in the same line as me went off, and their phone was the Power Rangers tone. And I'm like, yes, I'm in with geeks.
Well played. Nice. So why am I going to your Facebook page? I don't follow.
Play the video that I put up of AJ.
Oh, AJ. Okay, I thought we were still talking about the Power Rangers. Okay.
Relevance to Hearthstone.
Okay. Hey, it's Hearthstone talk. There you go, Twitch.
Yeah.
Or here you go,
We're
Twitch.
Discussing.
Hold on. Wait for it to load. Thanks, Facebook. Appreciate that. And
AJ just played and won his first game of Hearthstone. What did you think, AJ?
Good.
Was it hard?
No.
How was it?
Good.
AJ.
What?
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy? Did you lose or win?
Win.
What'd you do during the game?
I fight a bad guy.
With what?
With size guy. With all the size.
Did we have the mean dinosaur?
Yeah.
No. You beat up the mean dinosaur.
The mean dinosaur that 18 cents.
Yes.
Yeah, and that dinosaur was ours.
So good job, buddy. You won a ranked game in Hearthstone.
Woo!
Now you're hugging the internet.
He's hugging
so
the
good
internet.
Good night, internet.
That's great.
Night. Internet.
Night, AJ. That's fantastic.
Awesome.
Yes. He's hovering over my shoulder while I'm playing it on the iPad, and I'm like, do you want to play? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, I can teach math with this.
Nice. Well played.
He knows his numbers.
I'm like, we're going to hit him for 5. You take away 5. How many is that? That's 4. And I said, all right, hit him for 5 again next turn. What does that do? He counts down to 0. And he's like, I go, that means we win. He goes, all right.
Nice.
So yes, my son thinks Hearthstone is easy peasy because my deck is kind of overpowered.
Good way to cheat for your son. Good job.
Hey, it's a legitimate deck, and it was a ranked match. I'm currently rank 18. I was 17 at the time.
It's a legitimate strategy.
I'm in the upper. I'm in the upper. Like, this is where people start actually using decks and hard decks, and he still won.
Sorry, I'm 12.
Hard decks.
Hard deck, not hard dick.
Hold on.
Good lord.
Because sometimes we're
marking
12.
That one. No, I'll always, unfortunately. I'm marking that one. Just okay, so okay, here's how my brain works, just for reference. I'm going to mark that in OW Audition and I type JD instead of CJ. Oh man.
Oh, that brings me great joy.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Man. Oh, CJ, you would have enjoyed helping me help JD audition, because I had to read the rest of the lines, and I think there was not a sentence without a cuss word in it. It was great.
Nice. Oh, man.
And this is some weird inside baseball shenanigans for auditions, but evidently...
Shenanigans?
They wanted him to read his lines,
better.
Obviously, but he has to respond to something, so they want me to read the other lines. But there's like... 9 sentences in between his one sentence, and I have to play the part of like 4 people. So I'm just reading 4 people's parts for like 35 to 45 seconds. Then he reads 2 seconds, and then I read another 40 seconds, and then he reads 5. It's, oh.
Who's auditioning here?
Right, exactly. I was like, should I be on camera too?
Congratulations, Budlong. Now you know what it's like to be a dungeon master in D&D.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I didn't want to know.
Because
although evidently
I might
find
out. Conversation. It's basically what it is. I mean, you're basically like you'll come to a point where you need to do a conversation between a bunch of NPCs, and you're the only NPC person.
Well,
so they say something, and then you go like, "Well, so well, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this." No, you're not.
Well,
shut up.
The problem is,
I
would actually enjoy doing that. The problem with the audition is, I'm not supposed to be auditioning, so I can't make it fun. I'm just supposed to be reading the lines. So I have 2 guys and a girl part that I'm reading, and I can't. If I do the girl part like I want to, if I do that, JD will crack up, and that's not there's a serious scene, so it would not work. So I'm trying to change my voice a little bit for the 2 guys to make it distinguishable, but I can't do anything for the girl part.
What?
He'll just bust out laughing.
Distinguishable?
Distinguishable. Leave me alone. Anemone.
Anemone?
Exactly.
He's extra Budlongy tonight.
Oh, man.
Distinguishable.
Distinguishable. Oh,
that's a hard word to spell.
Yes. It's even harder to say.
So, how's everybody been?
Feeling fine.
How was your vacation?
That would be
oh,
yes, as a veto. Yeah, you're the only one that had a vacation.
I was the one who went on vacation.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was talking to friend of the show, Robert Hillman, who's listening live. So, hi.
Yay,
he
Robert.
He chat for some reason, but
that's probably because it's Twitch.
Yeah, he said it
was Java. He doesn't have Java installed.
I thought it was running Flash.
It was fighting me with my password.
Okay.
I
needs Flash and Java. It needs them both.
Rachel's actually
in
the Silverlight. Chat room.
Flash, oh, Java, and what? Silverlight all in the same. You need all 3 of them.
Holy crap.
An epic battle. What? What just happened?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's,
inconceivable.
There's
Rachel's
a Gemini.
Chat.
There's a Gemini in the...
yeah, it's all Rachel in the chat. That's crazy.
Inconceivable.
Is that
oh, my God. Can I say that I really tried watching Princess Bride.
You shut your mouth. Move on to a new subject.
23rd,
I'm just kidding.
Sorry. I have officially tried my 23rd time watching. 23 times.
I know, CJ. Your humor bone doesn't work. So
he's watched it exactly twice. For about 30 seconds each.
All the way through, watched it twice. I have tried over 20 times. By this time, statistically, I should have Stockholm Syndrome to myself.
Well, CJ, I mean, if only you had a wheelbarrow, that would be something.
You have to stay awake through it for it to count as actually watching it.
I agree.
Okay, so I've watched it officially once.
Yeah, that's...
Sleep well, my friend.
I guess it's just one of those things, like, you fall asleep watching Princess Bride, I fall asleep playing Final Fantasy. It, you know, it's fun.
Yeah. It just... I should get... Everything is there, but, like... It just... And I love the one-liners. Just together, it just doesn't mesh up to me.
I like the one-liners, but not, like, 300 of them in a row. They don't work out that well.
Well, it's like Anchorman. I love the one-liners that people pull out of Anchorman, but I fucking hate that movie.
I didn't like Anchorman that much.
It is a soulless piece of absolute fucking garbage that needs to burn in hell.
Yeah, I'm going to mark that one, too, just for posterity's sake.
I put that as a show title, but I don't think that's...
that will get us kicked off of Google top results.
It's bad. We've had enough penis jokes in our show titles.
We never have enough penis jokes in our show titles. Who are you kidding?
Well, that gets us.
We might have another one every week.
That gets us in X Google searches. It's XXX.google.com.
Also searches.
Oh, okay. No, did you guys hear about that, this?
Is that a thing? Wait, is that a thing?
No, the XXX.google. I don't think so. I just made that up. No, but there was. That would be funny if it was.
I'm all excited.
I know. No. This
hold
will,
on,
though. Hold on.
Try it.
Hold on. No. There were two engineers that used to be at Google, I believe, that created a porn search site.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
of.
Okay. Yeah. It's no, it's not an official Google product, though.
It's like Booty Go or something like that is the name of it.
Booble. I think it's Booble. Hold on. I can't go on ProXBN because we're in the middle of the thing, but I'll go incognito.
That sounds right.
It's probably not.
Google SX is not gives a 404 error.
Oh, okay. Funny story. I have OpenDNS installed, and I just tried to go to booble.com, and it's blocked. So that might be right. Somebody else tried.
Hold on. Sounds legit.
It won't let me go there.
Booble.com. So. I'm not going to try, though. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Booble. Adult search engine, like live cams,
Facebook
videos,
that
DVD reviews, and more. But no, that's don't jerk it without it.
I should have seen that. No, I'm not even going to finish that thought. Never mind.
I saw it coming again and again and again.
Oh boy.
Man.
This is getting real blue real fast.
Booty Go. I was right. It's Booty Go. BOODIGO. Ex-Googlers help build Booty Go, a new search engine just for porn.
Wow.
There's no words right now.
I'm putting this into the Twitch chat because it's totally Hearthstone related. I can't.
Okay.
Damn it.
It won't let you post it?
Well, I tried just doing what I was doing before the show, which is trying to go over to my iPad for a second screen. But I'm just on the Twitch chat. I downloaded the Twitch app on there. So I'm like slamming my mouse up against the side of the Windows screen. Like, why isn't it working?
Gotcha. I posted it for you. Merry Christmas.
And Hillman said he has Silverlight, Flash, and Java installed, but it's still not working.
Twitch.
Have you tried turning it off and back on again? Sorry. I couldn't
try
resist.
Signing in.
Oh, that's a good call.
That's the step that's failing.
Did you hit the sign in button?
For everybody who's listening, after the fact, that link we just mentioned is a betabeat.com article, and we put a link in our show notes.
It is not directly to the site.
No. It is a link to an article. For reference.
Yes.
Ooh, man.
You have to take that extra step.
Yeah, I'm pretty
now
sure it'll be
my
easy
Google
from the
search
article.
Our
but...
Google Now cards are totally messed up.
Yeah, that is not appropriate. You know what? I just tried to do that, too.
Jazz's
I wonder if that's going to show
are now
up.
Crap.
Do not want.
They are now cards against humanity. Oh!
Jazz's Google Now cards are now fucked.
They're Google cards against humanity, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and move on into the next segment.
Okay.
gadgets, games, and gizmos.
Pew! This is Gadget Games Gizmo, where we talk about the stuff we've been doing on last week. I'll go first.
Will you?
So, yes. I've been playing... screw it. Before I get into playing with the next edition of Career Geek IO. Did you ever close your eyes?
Did you ever close your eyes?
No, wrong song. I was going for Pompeii.
Oh, that one.
Doctor Who episode, Pompeii?
No.
Oh,
but still, Pompeii.
Oh, sorry.
So, you will recollect that a month ago I was transferred from IT to web design, to web development.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because DIO at the time was a dick, and he's no longer employed with the company, and everybody knows he's a dick, so I can say this.
Evidently not a fan of the show.
No, he is not. He's actually he's not a fan, and he's...
And even if he was at this point, he doesn't dictate CJ's paychecks.
And he won't be now.
Nope. he don't have any effect on my paychecks anymore.
Word.
But, so, they have a new CIO in there. He's awesome. He's really cool. So I get, and everybody in the company today gets an email saying, basically, we apologize if your request is placed on a low priority. Here's what we're doing, because we have 300 requests to get through. Not a half hour after he sends that email, I get a call from the chief of HR saying, you need to go talk to CIO. And I'm like, okay. I go over there, he goes, do you want your old job back? And I'm like, I'm kind of liking my new job. And he's like, what do I have to give you in order for you to take your old job back? And I'm like, yes, I'm in the place where I want to be.
That's fantastic.
So I look at him, I go, job. I want my own office. He goes, sold. I'm like, yes. I'm like, all right, I want to replace my crappy-ass desktop with an i7 Surface Pro. He goes, can it wait until next week? And I'm like, yes. He goes, sold. Yes!
Nice.
So I have scored myself my own office and replacing my giant piece of shit tank of a freaking desktop with an i7 top-of-the-line Surface Pro 3.
Nice. I like it.
And docking station. So I positioned myself very well in that one.
Well played,
because I've
sir.
Only been with the company for a little over 2 months. I'm not going to be like, all right, you need to give me like $50,000 more. I'm like, you give me two very...
I wouldn't complain.
Right. I'm thinking about approaching him in a month or so and being like, hey, I have jumped through hoops for these companies. How about a little help? You know, even if it's like a bonus or something. Give me something. Throw me a bone. I'm back
he
in
means dollar signs.
Right. And yeah.
Yes.
I like Raul's idea and a new car.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, for the person that can't drive, give him a new car.
No, a Tesla would be nice.
Hey, it's a family vehicle at that point.
Well, you can get a.
Oh, speaking of car,
that are SUVs.
Tesla Model S.
$90,000.
Yeah, you know.
70.
It's a model. They have three models.
The Model S, yeah.
The Model S, the Model 3, and the Model X. Is that right?
Yeah, it was the Model S. They changed it to the 3 because of the letters it spelled.
Yeah, 3 is still close enough for me. Sorry.
So, yeah, lead speak is not going to go over. That's not going to go to every lead speak geek in the freaking universe.
I think it was on purpose. And then
Tesla
somebody,
is the number. Oh, yeah.
And somebody in PR was and he was like, come on.
Three. We know what you're doing, okay?
It's my party, I'll name it what I want to. Oh,
the next one is going to be they're going to bring out sons, and the first one's going to be Pipe. Then they're going to re-release the 3, and then it's going to be a U, and then the other one's going to be T. All right, I'm gonna have to spell this out in the chat because nobody else is following my lead speech.
Did you say pie? I missed the first one.
Pipe.
Like P-I-P-E?
Or a pipe character?
I don't understand.
The pipe, the character.
Hmm.
I don't understand.
Those will be the six models of X. Of Tesla.
Oh, okay. So we're talking. Okay, I got you. I thought we were talking about just another word, and I was like, I don't. Oh yeah, sure.
So speaking of cars,
you need no. It should have been the letter the pi symbol instead of the Model T. What?
He's gonna break your brain.
No, just
my brain's already broken.
Okay. No, all right. It's all right. Fine. So, speaking of cars, a lot of people don't know this, but I physically cannot drive because of my eyes. I'm pretty much, if I ask any optician,
ophthalmologist,
I ask anybody worth their salt, they're going to say that I'm legally blind. So I can't drive. I have a bunch of diseases and whatnot in my eye face. So I can't do anything.
So you can't get a doctor like from Minority Report to just give you an okay?
Yeah.
I'd like to point out,
sneeze in your eye holes.
Children, I will not let him drive with this condition, and yeah, no.
Good call.
Well, no, I legally can't drive, so yeah. I'm not going to violate the law by doing this. So I've never bothered learning anything about cars, anything at all. I've never, because why should I need to? Because I have other things occupying my brain space than things that I will physically never be able to use.
Fair enough.
It's like, this is the same reason why I don't go over like chemical compounds randomly in my head, because I don't need to.
Okay.
So my mom got a flat tire. And she's like, I need you to help me replace my tire. And I'm like, sure. Oh, what does the geek in me do? Google it.
YouTube. Google it. YouTube videos, how to change a tire. Done.
I went to YouTube on how to change a tire.
Heck yeah. That's what it's there for.
That paper manual thing in the glove box?
Oh.
Yes. Nope.
That paper? It takes too long to find what you're looking for.
Paper?
Not in here.
So yeah, I did my first car maintenance thing ever, other than checking oil. I know how to check oil, and I know how to pump gas.
You said nothing, so I thought you meant literally nothing. See,
but I'm the one who really knows how to pump gas because Bud Long couldn't.
Hey, you know what?
You do have I need to pull that photo up?
I didn't want to shove my fingers into a weird hole to get a pump to start working.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're just the one who's willing to stick your fingers into weird holes.
It wasn't my fingers. I shoved my fist in there.
Oh. That's so much worse.
I certainly hope you've marked that spot, because that is the best statement
I'm marking that one, too. I haven't been marking some in a long time, but I'm going to start again.
That will be marked, and it better be marked Jazz Fist.
Put up your Jazz Fist.
Oh.
Other than that, I've been playing Knights of the Old Republic, the first one, not the MMO, not the second one, on the iPad. And since Daryl almost a doctor, see, I mentioned your name on the air, your wife still thinks you're famous. Shaler. Gets a whole messages. You don't talk enough about iOS. You have an iPad now. You need to talk about the iOS. All right, fine. Here's
about the
iOS.
About the iOS. Is that kind of like about the Walmart
or the Google?
Yes.
Or
the Facebook.
Yes. And I live in the Florida where all the crazy people do the crazy.
In the Florida where they have the Wangs. Oh wait, that's pretty much true. Never mind. Everybody's Wangs are hanging out.
But so yes. iPad Knights of the Old Republic. It's actually really good. There's a review up on it. I've started calling it the 60-minute review, where I'm just going to play the first 60 minutes of a game, give my first impressions of it, and then continue to play it because if it's any good, I'm going to continue. This way I get lots of reviews out, and also I can weed out horrible games quickly. So I put a review up on it on the site. It's actually really good. They didn't try and do like thumbsticks or anything stupid like that. It's literal point, you poke the person, you run up to them and smack them. You poke the thing, you run up to it, and you open it. It is how it should be played. You control the camera by just moving your finger left and right. It is how it should be played. And speaking of iPad stuff, Daryl, although on Thursday nights I'm violating the rule, I think I'm pretty much done with Hearthstone on the PC. I'm just enjoying it so much more on the iPad. Like, it is such just a genuinely good experience on the iPad that playing it on the computer where I have to archaically move my mouse across a screen is just it's not near me anymore. When I can just point to things and that's what they do. And I want to just point at things and have them do things.
You want them to be intuitive.
Yes. And iPad Hearthstone is incredibly intuitive.
If you haven't noticed, I'm going to try and throw out long, smart-sounding words. So the ones that I do mess up seem less significant.
So distinguishable is not your is not your shining glory of the day.
That's when I tried. It just didn't work out. It's the rule. It's the law of averages. The more words I throw out, or the more big words I throw out, the less significant the small ones I mess up are. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Other than that, on the PC, I got back into ArcheAge. It launched officially, and there's a video up of it. I played it for about an hour on the Twitchy space, and I want to like it. And I know the fact that the bug that it's being caused by is the fact that that almost 10 million people downloaded and made characters on these poor servers that don't know how to handle that kind of traffic. So there's bugs flying everywhere, sometimes literally, sometimes metaphorically. Like, if you watch my video, I'm running and my screen just goes woo 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 woo, and not like and not following my character. It's not like it's trying to follow my character. It's literally like the screen will down and then pop up and then pop down.
Is it
the
camera doing it, or is everyone jumping, or is the screen jumping around your character with it?
No, it's my window. It's the window itself. Like, there'll be, it'll like go kind of, I guess it's trying to, it looks like it's trying to go like letterbox.
Oh yeah. No.
And failing. And it only happens when you're dashing. For me, that's all the time. Huh.
fantasies right there. Oh, crap.
Also, there's the graphical bugs, and oh god, it's laggy. I have amazing internet. It is laggy. They did patch away the one error issue what I was having, and I think it was because I'm running in windowed mode, where like the mouse, the icon mouse is away from where the actual mouse is. So like I have to hold the mouse several pixels away from the actual icon I'm trying to click.
Oh, that's weird. Do you remember the weird bug in what game were we were beta testing together? Elder Scrolls Online. Do you remember that with the weird big green block over our mouse? Do you remember that?
Yes, that was fantastic.
It was an odd thing. It was humorous, especially where you place it in certain places. But we've got a screenshot of that somewhere.
because we're 12, we put them in places that it shouldn't have been.
Pretty much. And did screenshots that we couldn't share because it was before the NDA was lifted.
Yeah, right.
Oh, those screenshots.
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember that now?
I remember those. Yeah.
it was funny. It was me, Budlong, and Dale just giggling like freaking schoolgirls on Google Hangouts.
It was kind of sad.
Like, because these stupid graphics we're having. That has to be one of my favorite memories. But I have not been doing a whole lot else. I've been working a lot. I did remind myself, I only closed it on my phone. Budlong, did you watch Deep Breath?
Yes.
The full Deep Breath Doctor Who episode. What'd you think?
I actually caught up to episode 4 listen. Isn't that the most recent one, except for this last week, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm caught up. I've watched Listen, so I've gone up to that.
What'd you think of Listen?
It was good. I didn't get as much out of it as I thought I would hearing your talk about it last week. I guess I got over-excited.
Overhyped.
For it. Yeah. So, I mean, it happened, and I was like, is that what he was talking about? Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't...
Dude? Oh, my God.
I think you overhyped it for me. Not on purpose, because you tried to hold
Bed
back.
Bed Barn action figure.
Best Barn? Dadgummit. Bed Barn action figure. Yes. I was expecting it to be more than it was.
Home. Clara. Dan.
Yeah, I know. I just...
Snorkel. Submarine.
Beetle.
Train motorcycle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can scream random words, too.
Yeah. it just didn't... I don't know. It was good. I get where you were going. I just didn't... I thought it was going to be more... Like, I thought the whole episode was going to be dealing with stuff like that and not it be a last minute...
This is so far.
Shouldn't we be saving this?
This is so difficult. Not... This is so hard.
So, okay. Robert just told me to have another drink, and I'm like, it's water. I don't. This is how I normally am.
I wish I had some drink.
Yeah. Oh, it's just life too. Like, it was within like 5 minutes of meeting Jared and Alicia. After Alicia almost ripped Jared's nipple off, it started Budlong.
Yeah, twice. No, both of them. It wasn't like, just one. Right. She went for both, and then they were rock hard for probably half an hour.
Wow.
And then they looked up until the end on the ceiling. It was like, nope.
She's good at that.
This is getting weird fast.
It was fantastic. Like, yeah. I barely talked to Alicia, and like 5 minutes into meeting, she's like trying to rip off Jared's nipples. I'm like, well, yeah, I like where your marriage is.
We keep it interesting. What can we say? You know.
Whatever you're into.
So I'm done. Rachel, what are you doing?
What am I doing? What am I always doing? Trying to take over the world. One student at a time. What have I done? I had my first observation. I can talk. Look, Budlong rubs off on me. This is not fair. I had my first observation actually yesterday. And as you see, if you're watching the camera and you see me doing strange and unusual things, because I'm scanning in paperwork that I've got to send to my teacher from my supervisor. Yeah, that's weird to say. It went off really, really well. I think I've told everybody that I'm in a, what's it called? Sectioned off, not sectioned off. What's the word, CJ?
What?
Self-contained.
Say, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm so lost.
Self-contained, severe varying exceptionalities classroom with kindergarten through second graders. The average IQ in there is about 50. I've got kids that sign language. I've got two that don't speak hardly any English. I've got a lot of them that don't want to speak even though they can. All different levels of intellectual disability, which is formally called mental retardation. So I got to teach in the letter C, and I had an absolute blast with these kids. They are so awesome. And in the process of being in this classroom, because I've got, you know, such diverse learners and my Spanish speakers, I've taken Spanish. So I was, you know, throwing a couple words at him in Spanish and telling, because he's like, no, en español. I was like, no español, en inglés. En escuela, en inglés. And my supervisor looked over at me wide-eyed like I'd said something wrong. And I was like, oh, shit, what did I do? Me. And then I know a little bit of sign language, but my CCT, Cooperating Classroom Teacher, has done sign language in the past. So she was teaching the kids Cookie because I did the book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, which if you've got small kids, it's an adorable book. But this, ding, 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 is apparently the sign for cookie. It's like you're cutting out a cookie on the top of your hand. And I turned and I see her writing stuff down. I'm like, oh, what did I do now? like all the negative things that flood into your head when you're being evaluated. And she called me over after everybody went, because we dismissed them. They went to art. And my supervisor was like, well, I had to have a talk with Miss Ryan before she left. And I was like, what did I do? She goes, oh, no, you're fine. She goes, I couldn't find anything, any behavior that I want you to stop doing or to do less of. And she said that she doesn't know of any that she could throw in there either. So I was like, yay. Sí, yo hablo español un poquito. There you go, Robert. There's my Spanish for the night. I speak English. I tell my students that they need to speak English.
No.
In English. No hablar Españolo.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Yes, where is the bathroom?
¿Dónde está el baño? Necesito usar la mano izquierda. Sí, sí.
I have to go poop really bad.
¿Dónde están mis pantalones?
I heard, where is the bathroom? I really have to poop.
Nope, that is definitely not what I said, but if you want to take it that way, that's probably the safer version to have.
Oh, okay.
So that was dumped on me last, I think I told you guys last Wednesday that I had to write this lesson plan before Monday this week. So I got it to my supervisor on Monday at like at night. And then I had to work on a presentation, make sure the presentation for that was set, my lesson was set, and then I had a presentation this morning. So, yeah, it's been a very long week. And I just found out that apparently we have to write a lesson plan for my Spanish speaker or English speakers of other languages class, and I'm like, well, shit. I guess one of my old lessons is getting used, and I'm just adapting it. Because there is no way I'm getting that done by tomorrow at midnight. So that's why I'm on with you guys. Because I'm like, fuck it. I'll adapt something. Done. I'll change my letter lesson to letter D. That's fine. Fuck you. Don't drop. Like, okay, if you have a teacher and they say, oh, all you have to do is read this chapter for this week. Okay. And then you're going to dump a lesson on me? Fuck you. Fuck you. That's not right. You should have said, by the way, with your reading this week, you may want to remember that you want to touch on your lesson for next week. Stupid people.
Do you want to touch on your lesson?
No. No, I don't. I want to.
Who wants to touch their lesson?
You can touch your lesson all by yourself, Vito. So there's that. And what else? Yeah, I play a lot of Balloons TD. That's all I've been doing because I have no life. And I color. I CJ, you have to show the picture of the
did you say Balloon CD?
Balloons TD.
Oh, okay.
Balloons.
Okay. I heard Balloon CD, and I was like, I know not of this album you speak of.
Oh, we brought the kids to the zoo. That's the other thing we did.
Yes.
So there was that. Oh, this is the thing that I colored the other day for my little kids. Letter C, letter C, C, letter C, all little letter C things. And at the bottom, there's cookies! So that's what I've been doing. And I sat on the floor last night and colored a poster for characterization. That's my life. I have no life. I've not played games in like a month now, so I'm sad. And apparently I have a one-up. So
they were one-upping. It was your phone was one-upping your drawings.
Yes. It had to one-up me. Fuck you.
You got extra lives.
It's a Mario thing. So, you wouldn't understand. There's that.
Would you?
Would you, could you, in a house? Would you, could you, with a mouse?
No.
I would not with a mouse. Oh, so I mentioned Sonic in the pre-show briefly. Okay, Alicia got home and didn't want to cook, and I'm not going to make her because that's a horrible thing to do. And I was so lazy. I was like, I don't want to cook either. So I went to Sonic and was like, cool, whatever. She can have their buns, thankfully. So I went there and I was like, hey, I need a...
Giggity!
Yeah, right. I need a double hamburger with no mayonnaise, no tomato. You can add ketchup and mustard. That'd be great. I need a double bacon cheeseburger for me. Everything on it's fine. Add ketchup and mustard. That's great. And I need a hot dog for a kid. Side of apples, because Josiah loves apples, which is great. I'm dumb and didn't check the bag before I left Sonic. That's 15 minutes from the house. Went to Chick-fil-A for diet lemonade because that stuff's awesome. And waffle fries. Shut up.
Actually, we had Chick-fil-A for dinner too. Yeah. So
waffle fries because Alicia doesn't like Sonic's fries. So it's right across the street from each other where I'm at. So it's literally across the interstate or across the main road, and it's right there. Not a big deal. Anyway, round trip about 40 minutes. I get back home, opening up stuff, and I'm like, I open one. I'm like, okay, that's got cheese. That's mine. Open up the other one. Damn it, that has cheese too. F. All right. Well, it's not like hey Alicia, it has cheese. Is that okay? No. No, it's not. It's not okay. So I had to get, I was like, all right, well, Josiah, here's your hot dog. Here's your milk. Alicia, here's your waffle fries and your diet lemonade. I'm going back to Sonic. So I drove back to Sonic. I go through the drive-thru again. I get to the guy and I'm like, hey, I ordered some food a while ago and didn't check the order. I needed a double hamburger with no cheese. Because ironically, I say double hamburger again this time. And he was like, all right, so it's double cheeseburger. I'm like, no, that's a double hamburger. And I guess they don't serve that. It's not an option. They only have cheeseburgers. So you have to specify no cheese. You can't say hamburger. You have to say cheeseburger, wow. No cheese. Okay, whatever.
I want a cheeseburger, no cheese.
Yeah, I want a cheeseburger with no cheese, no mayonnaise, add ketchup, mustard. Evidently, that's how you have to specify at Sonic. Love their food. It's good for fast food. It's good, but man, that's dumb. I looked at the menu this time, and there is no hamburger option. There is nothing but cheeseburgers and add bacon. So that was an hour and some odd minute round trip twice. It was dumb.
That's just painful.
So this is the ironic part. I could have gone to the store, bought hamburger meat, and cooked dinner by the time I went to Sonic and got home with the right food. So, man.
That is not fast food.
Yeah, through the window was quick. It was getting home and finding out I'm dumb and didn't double check. And yes, Robert, I should have known from the movies that they F you in the drive-thru. Yep. Anyway. And then I also had a, that 4 a.m. is way too late. I think it was more like 2. I had a 2 to 2:30 a.m. video editing session with JD's audition because somehow in the business, they don't know that they need your audition until the day before. Evidently, that's common because the last 6 we've done have been, hey man, can you help me do an audition? Yeah, sure. All right, cool. When we need to do it? I need it like tomorrow. I'm like, it's like 4 in the afternoon. Sure. The kids go down at like 8:30, so I'll be over there at 9. We'll set up, shoot, I'll come home and edit. Sure. You know what? Why not? So I was up to like 2:30, and my body hates me. It does not like doing that at all. I thought I learned my lesson at Dragon Con, but evidently not. Yeah, it didn't work out. And then, let's see, Alicia was looking for stuff to do with Josiah for his, maybe after his birthday? I don't remember the timing we were thinking about doing. It was after the baby's born. She was thinking about going to New Orleans to go to Marvel Live. And I was like, oh, that'd be really cool. It's like a stage show. It'd be really cool. They have actions and martial arts.
It's really expensive. No.
Oh, no. Yeah, you see the notes? There's a money sign and then the word nope in capital letters. Because it's like $230 for the three of us to go.
We were looking at it for an early birthday present for AJ because he is all about superheroes. And I realized everything that was entailed with that.
It's $230 for three people, including a three-year-old to go.
For
the
expensive
tickets.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then... a couple days later, a friend of mine, his fiance posts on Facebook and says, hey, so we went to the movies and we put on our names for this random drawing and we got tickets to Marvel Live. And I was like, have you? All right, fine. You know what? Fine. I'm happy for you. You guys are getting married. I'm happy for you guys. And she was like, oh, and they the movie projector messed up while we were there, so we got another pair. We got some free tickets and got to see another movie that night. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Go die. You die. You're horrible.
I'm happy for you.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm so really happy for you. It hurts. Yeah, so that's, I think that's my eventful week this week. I fail at Sonic Drive-Thru 2:30 to 3 a.m. video editing, and there's no way I'm paying almost $250 for three people to go to Marvel Live and drive 3 hours to see it. Not happening. Nope.
Yeah, nope.
Nope, nope, yeah, nope. Nobody, nope, nope, in Nopesville.
Get a place to stay and gas.
Right. Well, they had showings. That was the cool part because we were looking at times ahead of time, and they have an 11, a 3, and like a 7 showing. I was like, it's 3 hours away. So if we pick the 3, or no, we pick the 11, we can drive, you know, at like 7, we'll get over there a little early, go get maybe some lunch beforehand, go see Marvel Live, get done around 2, come home, get him in bed on time. It'd be great. Until she went to the checkout, and it was like, never mind.
Yeah, they're really trying to keep away from letting you know how much you're actually spending on that until you're at the checkout. And it's like, nope, nope.
Well, remember, ours was 4 people, and I think it was $270 because we were having to do second zone or whatever it's called, seating.
Yeah, we were in the cheap place.
Now I see why, because it's like $40 as opposed to $60. And I was like, okay, you know, what age do they cut off kids? 3. I'm
like, yep. Yeah. I think this one was actually 2. It was like 2 and under is free. And I was like,
yeah,
you've got to
be
kidding me. Oh, okay.
I'm like, you know, I could fake my kid being 2. AJ, don't open your mouth at all.
How old are you? I can't count. Like, that's, I'll just teach him to respond. I can't count. I don't know. Ask mommy.
Mommy, how old am I?
Jay, at one point, this is horrible. I'm Saturday years old. No, at one point, we had AJ trained and Kia trained to, when we were at Disney, you're 3.
That's
when
horrible.
We're anywhere else, you're whatever age you want to be.
You're twins today, as we go to the park.
Nope, that's what it was. You're twins.
Yeah.
That's
you're both
so 3.
We're both 3? Yes, you're both 3. Don't argue with mommy.
It saves mommy money.
Don't question.
You shut your mouth. You're not allowed to lie unless we tell you to. Now shut your mouth and you're 3. Oh, goodness. Yeah, so I guess...
Well, they had one cast member try and call them out on it. It's like, you guys are awfully big for 3. Kia being Kia goes, no, I'm 3.
And
I'm like,
and it was at that point mommy went, one more week and you're going to be 4. Now knock it off. And of course it's, mommy's 6'1". What do you expect the kids to be? I'm sorry. And yes, Loki, Robert, don't you dare start me on that. No, you are banned from talking about that. No.
What?
Bad. 4 months till Christmas.
Oh.
Are you going to pay my Christmas credit cards off, Robert?
I think so. Why not?
I mean, hey, you know. If you're
sending out the reminder, I can send you the payment bill.
Rachel, he just needs your social, your address, and your date of birth and blood type. That's
Hold
all
on,
he needs.
I got this. 10/15/1955.
Oh, Jesus.
And only CJ knows what I was about to do.
I'm passing it on to Azevedo.
Oh, hey, how's it going? So I don't know if everybody noticed, but I wasn't here last week.
Wait, what?
They were talking about Doctor Who, so
you weren't here.
Know,
wow,
that's a good sign that I wasn't here.
Right.
Intense, in-depth discussion of Doctor Who.
I thought you were here, and you just didn't have anything to talk about, so you just weren't talking.
I was
listening. It was very interesting, whatever you were talking about.
Oh, so you're listening via mobile.alphageek.radio.com or maybe geekdash.io.com/live?
On my mobile device.
Okay, all right,
I
cool.
I was listening.
Mobile.
Yeah, your mobile device. Mobile.alphageekradio.com.
Mobile. So you spent the week with Todd. I mean, how many times did he say mobile?
Okay, so you say we spent the week with him, But what you mean is we shared a few hours of sleep with him while he ran around the entire convention.
Whenever he would show up after
right.
3-4 in the morning of filming whatever
right.
he could.
We would see him maybe
because
15 minutes a day.
Filming all of the things.
Recording might be in streaming, not filming, but it's fine. Actually, you know what? They were filming. Was he setting that up or was that somebody
else?
They
were doing video.
Okay, I didn't know if he was doing that or not.
That camera he was carrying looked like a video camera, but who knows?
Okay.
Whatever. That's fine.
Yeah,
I only saw him for a second in passing on our journey to find food.
Right. Yeah, that was a...
a big journey. Anywho, I was on vacation. Took the family, went down to the beach for a week.
Invite any of the cool kids?
No. It was just a family thing. Just the me and the Katie and
the Bella and the Recevito.
Yes.
Yes, I am nicknaming him the Recevito.
Darice.
So I don't get confused.
I call him the Chubbo because he's so fat.
He's chubby cheeks.
He is a fat, fat baby.
But he's cute.
Nothing else, yeah. He's just so hungry. I don't know why.
Hungry.
He's a healthy boy. But so we had a week at the beach. Not exactly a restful, relaxing time as it goes with small children, but it was fun. Got to, you know, hang out a little while, not think about terrible PHP code that I have to fix, and had a good time.
I'm sorry.
And everybody needs to relax, so congrats.
It wasn't your code, CJ. This stuff that they have me working on that I'm having to fix now is just the worst thing I've ever seen.
Is this the one that you got into the code and you're like, who did this?
Yep, that's
okay.
The one.
Same one?
And, right. And CJ would appreciate the terrible database design, too. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, did you go to Lulu's? Is that right?
We did go to Lulu's.
Did you get the Oh, what? It's the Krispy Kreme.
No, I didn't get the Krispy Kreme bread pudding.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme bread pudding. Oh, dude, that's
no.
Sugar
what?
Upon sugar. Oh, it's a bread pudding made out of Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh my,
oh my God!
It's so
yeah,
delicious.
Yeah, it sounds amazing, but we spend our money on alcohol instead.
Oh well, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yay!
Had a margarita because you know it's Lulu's and her brother is Jimmy Buffett, so whatever. You gotta have a margarita.
You have to. I mean, it's.
And Katie hates margaritas, so she had a Bushwhacker.
That's nice. Fun. My go-to is a Long Island.
Now that she can drink again.
Yes.
Right.
It was delicious and good times.
Mine is non-pink drinks that everybody makes fun of me for drinking.
I didn't make fun of you.
No,
I
did.
Made a dumb face. I photobombed your pink drink picture. That's all. I'm sure it was delicious.
It probably was.
It was amazing.
But I'll still make fun of it.
It was really amazing. You can make fun of it all at once. It was amazing. It was much better than when I licked your head.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hey-o.
I'm going to mark that one.
Maybe.
I'm not sure I'm going to save it, but I'll mark it.
Instead of being on the show, I finally rented and watched Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Good movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Two thumbs up. I wouldn't say it's better than the Avengers, and Guardians
no,
of the Galaxy is definitely
better than the original Captain America.
Oh yeah,
but definitely. Not.
I think my favorite thing about it was how well the chemistry between Captain America and Black Widow was done, and I really liked that they took the road of kind of like almost like a sibling relationship, kind of like always teasing and messing with each other, and not a romantic one.
Yeah,
because that would have been the easy way to go with things.
Yeah,
but a little bit of sexual tension, just a little.
Well, I mean, canonically speaking, Black Widow typically hooks up with DeBucky first.
I know, that's what I hear.
She usually gets it on with DeBucky.
Ow, chicka, wow, wow.
Something new with that
arm. Find out more about
him
in the future, I guess. Oh, spoiler.
Dang it.
Oh.
Whoops.
I was going to say, has something to do with that metal arm of his. I don't know. No?
No, he has a metal arm in the book.
Sorry, you guys spoke over each other. I didn't catch either of what you said.
I said nothing.
I said the chicks did.
I said
DJ said he's got a bow.
You're both doing it again. That's great.
It's because we are jazz. We are C-Jazz.
Yeah. We are C-Jazz.
Oh, man.
C-Jubito? What?
Yeah, that's the one. Watch the pilot of Gotham. I guess we're going to get into that some more a little later. So I'll save it.
Yeah.
And then Humble Bundle had Tropico 3 for free. Wednesday?
And Tuesday? Created hashtag Gamergate about it. An entire basing an entire freaking trend around sexism and is based on that damn game.
So, I played it for maybe 30 minutes.
I didn't get into Tropico. It didn't happen.
It's kind of SimCity meets the, I don't know.
Yeah, but it was
terrible things.
Yeah, it was the one in like essentially Cuba, but the whole point is to have mob relations and everything else, right?
Yeah. Mob relations and, you know.
So it's like SimCity and Grand Theft Auto or Saints. It's more like Saints Row and SimCity mixed together.
There you go.
Yeah. I played it. I just didn't get into it. I did like something. It was sort of akin to it, but it was the one where you're the people that Mercenaries. Yeah, that was actually a fun game. I kind of missed that game. Did anybody else play Mercenaries? No.
Nope.
Okay. It reminded me because you're a mercenary and you get to hire yourself out to whomever. And it's like the reverse of Tropico, where you're the guy that those people are hiring, but you're battling against like the U.S. and Cuba and other places, and you can fly airplanes and just shoot other groups and cities and destroy things for kicks and giggles and for money. It's actually a lot of fun.
Sounds like nice. Fun.
It actually is. It was. It's almost like Saints Row, Grand but you time. Get yeah. Except it's more military based because the whole point is mercenaries. So you get bigger and better weapons instead of little pea shooters. Like you're running around like bazookas and in jets and helicopters shooting missiles. So it's the fun part that everybody wants to get to.
So you're that kind of mercenary.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a 360 game from forever ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago. So if somebody has a 360 and wants to borrow it and happens to live near Daphne, Alabama, let me know. I think I still have the copy.
I don't have a 360, no.
Yeah. I might fire mine up to play Mercenaries. That might be fun.
Aside from that, just kicking back and relaxing. Went to the beach, went to the pool. Had good times.
That works.
Vacation.
All right, is that everybody?
It is everybody, because Jared went last. Come on. Pay attention, CJ.
Both Jareds went last somehow.
All right.
Shenanigans, and I call it.
It's okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and head on to a break. Paying and get that fiscal lube flowing. And during the show, or during the break, we're actually going to play some I-Fi Draft. Nobody likes Superman anymore because they're all watching Gotham. Stay tuned.
Giggity giggity. Giggity goo.
What's up, everybody? This is JD with How It Stacks. I'm here today to talk to you about Think Geek. We all know who they are. We all love what they sell. But the best way to get to them is geek-io.com/ThinkGeek. Once again, we are proud to announce that Think Geek is a part of the Geek.io network. And the best way to get to their website is geek-io.com/ThinkGeek. I am JD, and I approve this message.
Have you ever purchased a pair of headphones only to find that they fall apart a few months later and you have to buy a new pair? Or end up finding a pair that you love so much, they sound great, they just don't match your style? Go check out Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 styles, with and without microphones, and 6 great colors. They also have wood, which is not a color. These headphones are designed to sound great for music and talk, and engineered for durability. Tweaked even believes in their products so much they've given us a lifetime guarantee. Head on over to geek-io.com/tweaked to check them out. And don't forget to use our code GEEK and get 33% off your order, plus free shipping.
This is Willis from How It Stacks, where we answer the age-old question, hey, remember that thing? That was cool. Does that suck now? That's right. We take your favorite childhood memories in film, television, video games, comics, snacks, and more, and do our best to overanalyze and thereby shit all over your precious memories. We do this as a public service to you at no cost, so that our valued listeners don't have to waste their precious time watching things that don't stack up. Catch us and other great shows right here on the Geek.io Podcast Network at geek-io.com.
Fight Dragons, but nobody likes Superman anymore. And if you want to get a hold of us, real easy. If you go over to geek-io.com, it is where you can find everything, all of the things. And hold of us via email if you don't want to go to our amazing looking site, feedback@geek-io.com.
I call shenanigans on anybody who doesn't want to go to our amazing website.
Right?
Just saying.
And of course, Rachel doesn't have the thing open because she is actually doing schoolwork.
No, it's supposed to be Jazz, but I don't think he's back yet.
No, I'm here.
He's there. He's talking beer.
We're having beer chat in the chat room right now. We are still taking an anonymous survey of our listeners across the network to find out what you like and dislike about all of our shows. This helps us as a network to, you know, find out what you like and don't like, which is what I just said. And then we can make better shows for you, the listeners, because you're the ones we love. And if you love us, well, why don't you take that survey?
Speaking of love, we actually have a brand new that was a softball, by the way. If you actually head over to a brand new subsite over the or brand new page over at the site is geek-io.com/support. It is literally every way you can possibly help us out. We recommend Patreon, patreon.com/geekio. But if you want some awesome earbuds, if you want a custom computer through Puget Systems, if you like ThinkGeek, every way that you can help us out is over on geek-io.com/support.
It won't unlock. It won't unlock. I hate this phone sometimes. Oh my gosh, my tablet will be back tomorrow. Here we go. All right, I think we're good.
Oh, geek out.
Oh, Google Now Hangouts, or not Google Now, Google Hangouts warning me about our songs. Curses.
Really?
Dude. It'll be all right.
I hate that.
I disabled my muted notifications. It'll be all right.
Nice. So we're not here. Clunk. So, this is a segment where we pick a topic or so and talk about it. And I'm not going to lie, this is kind of a pseudo kind of show pitch here, something I've been wanting to do for a while now and kind of discussed it pseudo in depth in chat today. And this is the TLDR for Budlong, who doesn't read management chat, and also kind of a peek behind the curtain for everybody else. So once again, it is fall vision season, and we like to talk about TV here on the show. We do quite a bit of talking about it, and sometimes we spoil stuff, and sometimes we don't. So,
be prepared to be spoiled in every way, shape, and form.
Oh, yeah. We are going to spoil. What do we pick? Two shows what we want to talk about.
Should we finish spoiling Doctor Who? Really
talk about is Gotham.
I haven't seen Gotham yet. Yeah, you.
Gotham must be talked about.
I'll probably watch S.H.I.E.L.D. tomorrow. I would have watched it tonight, but, you know. Here I am with you guys. So.
Aw, thanks.
I put off S.H.I.E.L.D. for a day for you guys.
Sleepy Hollow?
Why am I in permanent blue box mode? I'm the only person that shows up. Somebody else, come on. It wants to focus on me the entire time. Oh, well. If you're watching this on YouTube, I don't know what's wrong. You get to shine in my bald head? Really?
I get to shine your bald head?
Hey, CJ licked it, so...
He really lick it?
No. I was like, I don't think he did. I have a horrible memory, but I don't think he did.
No, he didn't lick it. Did you?
You might have.
Well, we're the one night when you were asleep, and I was
awkward.
Feeling experimental. And
so, S.H.I.E.L.D., because you don't want to get that spoiled for you. Dollhouse? Not Dollhouse, goddammit. Sleepy Hollow? Have you watched that?
No, yeah. Because Hulu are jerks, and they're not putting it up for 8 days. The only new show I've watched is Gotham. God. Unless you want to talk about Winter Soldier. I've seen that now. That's a little old.
Okay, so Loki brings up a good point. He said, do not watch Scorpion. It has horrible tech.
He's the one who gave me the link to that video.
So I actually saw the preview or trailer for it, and I was like, oh, that could be kind of cool. And I keep everybody who saw it has said the exact same thing. They're like, oh, my God, what is this? Like, what? Who?
Did anyone do any research?
Oh, no. Speeding down.
What are we talking about?
Scorpion.
Running an Ethernet cord out of the airplane.
It's a show about
totally
hacking the everything, and it's supposedly horrible with just not legitimate
not
strategies.
Did you sent to you in chat, CJ? From Scorpion?
No.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't read it, and he doesn't follow links.
Scorpion.
Oh,
oh yeah, Scorpion. I've heard such horrible, horrible, horrible.
I keep hearing horrible things about it. I think I actually recorded it, so I may go watch it just for kicks and giggles to laugh at.
Well, we'll talk some Gotham, since I think the people who want to watch it have watched it, and we can try and do what the intent of the show would be, is to convince people who normally would not want to watch it to maybe tune in for it.
Tune in today.
So
we're gonna spoil some Gotham. Is that going to happen?
Yes.
Are we going to do this?
Yes. Spoil some series premiere of Gotham. If you do not want to be spoiled on the Gotham, feedback@geek-io.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace out.
Yeah, because this is going to be the second half of the show, folks.
Shield or something.
Shield.
Or I can spoil the previous week's Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, right.
Hulu. F you, Hulu.
Grr.
So, like I said, this is kind of what I'm wanting to do with a new show. So I'm going to try and do what we did with Rant and Review back in the day, which is put it on the show and see if it works. So that's what a Geek Out is going to be for the next couple of weeks, mainly because new shows are awesome and I want to talk about them. And it's easier to do it on the second half of the show because then people can just go away and, you know. So yeah. Gotham. It is pre-Batman, kind of. I don't want to say Smallville for Batman, but
it's Smallville for Batman.
It's Smallville for small Batman.
For small Batman. Chibi Batman.
It is kind of chibi Batman. It's. I'm guessing set in the early aughts, the early 2000s. Because they have the cell phones and they have
they're
the other stuff.
Phones. They're not smartphones.
Yeah, it is flip phones. They have modern cars. They have modern terminology.
Yes, yes.
So I'm guessing early 2000s.
Yeah, it still has a noir feel to it.
Yeah, somehow they captured a modern noir, which is really, really good. First of all,
it's
one
of the definite high points of the show is the look.
I enjoyed this show.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed this a lot more than I thought I was going to because though I'm okay with with Batman without Batman. I wasn't expecting it to enjoy it nearly as much because I'm not too much into the cop dramas, but man, this was good. but then again, I said the same thing about S.H.I.E.L.D. series premiere, and I hated the next 8 episodes, so.
It depends on where they go with it. Like, I liked the pilot. I didn't think it was perfect. I thought it had some weakness to it, but it's a pilot, so I can forgive a lot of that. Because the high points it hit were good. And
yeah,
I kind of wish they hadn't just gone ahead and immediately gone in with the, we're going to start with the first murder we're going to investigate is the Wayne murders. It's like, okay, fine. If you got to do that, whatever. But how many times is this film? How many times has this scene been put to film and animation?
Okay, since I haven't seen the show, one thing I want to say is just speculation. Not speculation, like a alternate version of the show. I can't remember who said it. It may have been Start Select Adam, but he said, I really wanted this show it might have been in our chat. So if it was one of you guys, I'm sorry. I have too many chats that are open during the day. But he said, I really want this show to be, I want it to start with the way it did. You know, the first crime being the Wayne deaths, but all three of them die and there's no Batman. And it's like, he wants to see how Gotham survives the Batham villains, including the ones that were created via Batman in some way, without Batman, like ever. Like
the Bat villains?
Batham, you know.
What? Yeah,
Gatham and Bat villains. What?
The villains that Batman ended up creating in some way or was slightly responsible for. I don't know which ones he's referring to, but he just thought it'd be really cool to see.
Well, like the Joker would not exist without Batman. Two-Face
was separate, right? His was
Two-Face would not exist. No, Two-Face wouldn't exist because he was investigating a Batman thing when he got his face burned.
Right. Okay.
Neither would Penguin.
Yeah. So I just thought it would be
Penguin.
No, you're right. Penguin is just a monster. He was. Yeah.
Right. He just thought it would
be basically
funny,
all of like the non-quote-unquote superpower villains would still exist. So you'd still have the Catwoman, you still have the Penguin, you might have the Riddler, you would not have the Scarecrow, who his entire thing is to attempt to scare Batman to death. That is his entire MO. But all right, so you had introduced in the series premiere, right off the bat, you had Catwoman, which is weird because Catwoman and Bruce Wayne are supposed to get their thing on. I'm very conflicted. She's very cute, but she looks a lot like your niece, Rachel, whoever the girl playing Selina Kyle is.
Through the internet. She
looks creepily like your niece. But you start off with her doing her Catwoman thing, and then it leads into the death of the Waynes. Thomas and Martha, and Bruce not being killified. And then you're introduced to Jim Gordon and his heart of gold, and Harvey Bullock and his heart of cheese.
Darkness? Cheese.
His heart of money?
Yes, actually. He's completely enthralled with the organized crime. Like Bullock, they're not even attempting to make Bullock like a redeemable character right off the rip. It's like they want to pull you in. Like he has reasons for being in with the crime scene, but he's fully involved with the Carmine Falcone crime game.
He did something bad. He's a no nice person.
And of course, you know, you have to have Buddy Cop show, Jim Gordon, who refuses to do anything against his morals. Like he's Superman for cops. I really liked the guy who plays Jim Gordon. He's actually variable. He looks like a good guy. He doesn't look like he's going to be a sleazy person down the line.
And he looks like he could turn into an old Commissioner Gordon.
Exactly.
He needs to get some polish on his acting chops, just a little. He's almost there, and there were scenes where he was great and scenes where it kind of fell a little flat. And I think most of those were because he doesn't know how to act with a child actor. But he'll get there.
His scenes, like when he's just talking to Bruce, I liked them. But like when he was interacting directly, like in a conversational tone, yeah, I don't know. It might be the kid who's playing Bruce. I don't like him.
I have a problem with him. I have the casting list here. He's in 6 episodes. So Bruce is going to be a constant character. I thought he was going to be kind of a minor character, but
just dumb.
If they're going to do,
I do like the fact that Alfred is the son of the third doctor, Pertwee. So that's kind of cool. I was looking at the casting list and I'm like, Pertwee, like Dr. Pertwee? Yes, in fact, it is his son. He's very angry. This is not the Michael Caine.
Yeah. He's very grumpy Alfred.
Super grumpy Alfred. You get your bloody ass off that damn roof! What are you doing there? I liked him a lot. Like he was just—he added this strange, like awkward comedy relief. Like he's obviously not supposed to be comedic, but like whenever he would have his like 3 lines, it was always in this place where it needed tension to be broke.
CJ, in many ways, that's what Alfred's always done. He's always broken the monotony, the stress, the level of tension that's always in the room because not even in a comedic way, but that's what Alfred and all of, even going back to like Adam West days, He's always been there to put to give you that kind of moment, like, okay, what's going to come at us next?
This is not the he's really fantastic, and like,
whether it's, you know, making this you is bust not out Master laughing Bruce. Or just taking a breather for a minute, you know.
During the last scene of the episode is Jim Gordon pulling up to Wayne Manor, and he kind of looking around, looks up. Alfred comes to the door, like, you know, the butler show, and Jim Gordon doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. He just points up to the roof. Like, looks at Alfred and just points at the roof. Like, you should look up there. That's not normal. And Alfred comes out and looks up and goes, "Oi, Bruce, get your bloody ass off the damn roof." I actually bust out laughing at that point, like, because it looks like baby Bruce is gonna jump off the freaking roof.
So you did LOL.
I did LOL. IRL.
Like, okay. Albert's not taking crap from anybody.
It almost feels like the writing in it is almost feels like they're trying to be Whedon-ish. Like,
you have to watch it again.
The characters put in
that.
Horrible places. Like, if you just look, like the butcher scene where Bullock and Gordon are hanging upside down, waiting their inevitable horrible deaths.
They're having their
that felt very Whedon.
That did. Like, it's true. And they're like quipping back and forth, and then there's this big scary guy and.
And then there's a Whedon ending.
Butcher, I don't know. Yeah.
And then there's a very Whedon ending, like everyone dramatic,
anticlimactic.
Bang! Literally, bang! Dead. They're done.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It seems like any time that those two were on scene in the scene together, it felt not quite like. I don't know if they were trying to be nor the fact that I'm watching so much Whedon lately. I'm seeing it fucking everywhere.
I'm seeing Whedon everywhere.
That could be a thing, but that just felt very Whedon to me. And I'm okay with that. That's a good style of writing. Breaking the tension with awkwardly, I'm okay with. And then, of course, you do have the drama, like Bullock trying to push Gordon out, like, you're a good guy, Jim. This is not a place for good guys.
This is not a place for you. You should just walk away. And that my just personal favorite, what I thought the best scene of the whole pilot was when Falcone comes in and kind of pulls James Gordon aside and explains everything to him.
So like, yeah,
that scene was just, I don't know, the way it was shot.
He put it very eloquently. Like, yeah, it was very well acted. Like Falcone.
This is what we need to focus on, is this element here, this whole how do we coexist with the dark side and the good side, and can one win without the other? Do they need each other to exist? Which Batman, you know, is a constant theme there. Joker's always talking about how, you know, they need each other.
Yeah, you can't have one without the other, and it's like it sets that point. And it just and I do like the fact that I hate the guy who's playing him, but I'm excited to see the rise of the Penguin.
I have mixed feelings about the guy playing him. Like, I love the way he looks. Like, his look, the way he fits in a tux, he looks great.
I just don't want to see him get, like, super expanded. I don't want to see him get, like, super fat. Like, I want to see him stay young and skinny during this show.
Yeah, I think
I don't want to see him, like, in season 3 all of a sudden fat. I don't want to see that.
I don't know, maybe he gets fat because he's got his knees broken and now he has a limp. So he'll need a cane.
Yeah. Very angry now. Well, he's going to walk around with the umbrella.
Yeah, exactly.
He has to have the limp because now he's the Penguin. He waddles.
Exactly.
I'm surprised. It was so Whedon. Like, I felt the Whedon enough that I'm expecting them to make a waddle comment during the pier scene. Like, I'm just like, all right, somebody's going to say something about the waddle. Somebody's going to.
It's nope. Waddle on down there.
Well, that didn't.
Darn.
That didn't go the way that I expected it to. hey, what did you think of like Jada Pinkett Smith surprised me in this.
She was good.
She's actually a character.
She's very good.
Created specifically for the show.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you because I had never heard of her character before.
Yeah, but. Fish Mooney or whatever. She's directly Gotham-esque. Don't get me wrong. There have been characters created for shows that have spun off. I mean, Bat-Taz the first time that Harley Quinn existed, and now she's fucking right. Everywhere.
Yes. She became a big deal. Con,
a million times over.
Yeah, there was a Harley Quinn photo shoot that I saw. Really? God.
Yeah, I did. I was like, no.
All the Harley Quinns together.
No.
All of the Harley
Quinns. I was the only one with a fucking fabulous hammer. The only one 6 foot tall.
All of them, but...
No, the other giant hammer had like a broom pole for a stick, and I was like, yeah, no.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but it was big and her hammer was flopping by the end of the night. Mine is still together.
Nobody wants a flopping hammer.
Was her floppy penis. Yeah.
The hammer was her floppy penis, yes.
Got it.
So all in all, like I'm definitely in this for the I'm gonna give it 6 because I'm learning that the rule of 3 is not really applying too much lately. So I'm gonna give it 6. Because I think it's a 22-episode season, if I'm hearing that correctly.
I haven't looked into it, but sure.
Because that's what I do. I like looking into these things. It's the reason why I want to do a podcast on it. I know I learned the news. I learned on Happy Crap. Also, doing Comic Alliance and those kind of things helps learn stuff like this. But I mean, I'm in for 6, definitely. I'm not going to give up on that easy. I really, really enjoyed the premiere.
I did too.
It felt like a living, breathing Gotham. Gotham yes. Could become a character in and of itself. Like this is not a completely character-driven story, and I'm okay with that.
It needs to have a little bit of character-drivenness to it. As long as the main character is the city.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. You have to have the main character being Gotham, and then Jim Gordon and Harvey Bullock can be under that. I'm very interested in the inevitable fight, the Obi-Wan Anakin Skywalker fight between the two of them.
I don't know.
It's inevitable. It's going to happen. I'm just interested on how long it's going to take. And because Harvey Bullock's a good guy now in the comics, like he eventually turns from being a crooked cop to being one of the best detectives ever. So he in the comics, he's almost he comes off as a big dumb jerk guy, but he's done all of his studying and sometimes and he helps out Batman on some cases. So I'm interested on seeing how that character is going to evolve past pretty much in the mob to I'm one of the best detectives in the world.
There's definitely a lot of room for lots of good things to happen.
Yes. I am excited. I want less focus on Brutes, but I have a feeling he is going to pretty much be Gordon's cause.
Like, just looking at this, he's in 6 episodes. Like, really? Come on.
I think he's going to end up being a Jiminy Cricket in this.
If he's, goes up every now and then.
I have my own thing to interject. I think it'd be funny for this to turn into, Inspector Gadget. And Bruce will be Penny, right?
Penny, and he's the one that fixes everything.
Right, it'd be great.
Secretly,
yes. Oh, it'd be perfect.
Can't get everything together, and Bruce just comes up to him, flips a switch, and walks away.
Right, literally as a kid, because he kind of does that. He kind of does that as Batman. Like the police can't do it, so he comes in and we fix it. But it'd be funny for him to be a kid just to walk in and be like, and flip a switch or use a gadget or something and maybe still have the help of Lucius Fox, who is now in his like 20s or whatever. it'd be great.
Young Lucius Fox. Oh my god, I want to see a young Lucius Fox. Oh my god. It has to be played like a super smooth black guy too, man. You can't have a doofy guy playing him. He has to be like
smooth and convincing.
Smooth. Oh yeah.
All right. Man. So, all right, who would you cast as Lucius Fox at this point?
If he wasn't doing S.H.I.E.L.D., I'd say possibly J. August Richards. He'd work.
Okay.
Maybe a little old for it.
Well, I mean, look at Morgan Freeman was significantly older than the Bruce Wayne the Nolan verse.
Currently doing anything? Maybe Michael B. Jordan.
Who is that?
He's gonna be the Human Torch in the new upcoming.
I'm pulling him up on
Fantastic on Four. He was in the Good Burger. He was the token bad black guy in Good Burger.
Percy Jackson movies. He's in the Percy Jackson.
Yeah, his face looks familiar. He is supposedly in the new Rocky movie, according to MoviePilot.com from 2 days ago. Sure.
Huh. Okay. But like maybe that he was at Friday Night Lights. That's where most people would know him from. Thank you. Good Lord.
Except those of us who don't watch sports ball. I don't watch sports ball shows, so
I know a sports ball show. Dude,
I know, I hear that, but I can't.
That is actually it's a really really good show. Another good young black man, smooth and convincing.
Don Glover.
Huh. Maybe.
I've seen him in acting. He's comedic, but. Has he been in a lot of things acting that we would know him from?
I don't know.
Okay. Because we can't go like...
Yeah, there's a bunch... Like, a lot of... Yeah, you can't go super comedic or else like you could put...
Dave Chappelle.
What's his name from... what's his name from 30 Rock? Guy that was just in a horrible accident and almost died. Tracy Morgan.
No.
Oh, yeah, no. No.
No. No, I mean, if you're going to go a more comedic role, but no, this guy has to be like, he has to be like really like badass black guy.
I'm trying to think. I don't know who. I can't get Morgan Freeman out of my head for this role. So
Falcon. I can't think of his name.
The guy who played
Nick
Falcon.
Nick Cannon would work because the few things that he's done that's been dramatic have been good. He's mostly comedic, but he's done a few dramatic roles. And now that he's divorcing Mariah Carey, he has plenty of time.
There you go. Oh,
all of that glitter dust movie money that she pulled in, or whatever the fuck that movie was.
Okay. Question: is Jamie Foxx too old?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't watched the show, so I don't know what age range we're looking at. So, and I'm not familiar
you're
with
looking
comics.
At, well,
so.
I mean, you're looking at late 20s, early 30s, or maybe mid 20s.
Okay.
So I think him in the 40s would be a little too old, because if they're trying to somewhat even possibly try and tie it in movies in any way, shape, or form, which I don't want them to, but if they're going
right.
to, you can't have. Because that's at least 20 years in the future, and Lucius Fox not that old in
right.
the Dark Knight trilogy.
So we can't do Terrence Howard.
No. So you have to be looking at that. You have to be looking at that J. August Richards, Michael B. Jordan kind of age group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donald Glover.
Don Glover would.
I think Anthony Mackie might get to do it too. Just looking at him, he's got the look. But his shoulders are just so
Donald
big.
Glover?
Huh? Anthony Mackie, Falcon in the new Captain America movie. Anyway.
Yeah, he would work if he wasn't already Falcon.
Yeah, I know. That's the only catch. But.
But that's. Yeah, that's.
Here, let's just
make him. Make him
Jada, what is it? Jada Pinkett Smith, right? Isn't that?
Yeah, she's in it.
Yeah.
Yep,
what's the brother, though? What's the boy's name? Doesn't he have a son?
Smith. Bill or Jaden Smith?
Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith.
Her son?
What? No, he's dumb. I don't like him.
I was actually joking, but I was just thinking.
I wouldn't mind seeing Will Smith doing it, but it kind of goes to the too old.
If we can't do some of the other ones we've mentioned, that Will Smith's going to be too old.
We should probably
have,
you know. Probably set our expectations a little lower. This is a mainstream TV show.
Right. Right.
Well, yeah. Right. I mean,
thank you.
She's not a.
Yeah, I mean, not that she's doing much these days, but she came in, she rocked it, she did a good job.
She's like three things O-time at any given time, dude. She's a cable actress now.
She's a busy lady. But before we run out of time, we briefly mentioned the Penguin and Selena Kyle showing up, but there were a lot of Batman villains showing up in this.
There was Woman, Penguin, Riddler,
maybe the Joker. Not sure.
Joker-ish.
I don't know. And the only reason you think it might be the Joker is because they had all these other ones in there.
And yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure her name was Ivy and not Pamela, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. I think they did rename her to Ivy. You have Renee Montoya, which is an on-again, off-again villain / hero in The Question. She's called The Question later. It's going to be interesting. I'm interested in seeing how deep they're going to go into the DC rabbit hole. Like, I want to see them. I want to – since this show obviously is a response to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I want to see them go deep into that. I want to see them pull, like, fucking Absorbing Man like they did on S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm sorry to spoil it, but he's in the freaking – he's in every single preview. Absorbing Man is in a fucking season premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he is about as D-list villain as you can get.
Let's get the guy with the ventriloquist dummy and the Mad Hatter.
So you guys said
exactly.
You guys said the Absorbing Man, and I go straight to Doctor Who.
Crazy Quilt, yes.
I don't know any of these people.
Calendar Man. I know it's the Calendar Man. Make Calendar Man a thing, like. And I'm not joking. Crazy Quilt and Calendar Man are Batman.
Yes, they are. Let's get Don Glover to play Quilt Man or Crazy Quilt. Yeah,
Crazy Quilt. Yes,
do it.
Yes,
I want this to happen. Let's make this a thing.
Like Batman had a very dark time in the Silver Age. Like
Crazy Quilt.
Like everybody was like high all the time because this was the 70s, folks. Everybody was high. Like all the time, Zebra Man, who had the relative powers of a zebra, Killer Moth, who had no powers and a flight suit, Anarchy, whose power was to try and create anarchy. You had this weird time where he's fighting all of Alice in Wonderland characters, like the Mad Hat, Tweedledee, and Tweedledum. Dr. Double X, because his power was the killer gene, the double X chromosome.
Wow.
I'm not joking with this. 10-eyed man, where his power is having 10 eyes and only two work. Oh my god, I forgot about Titan. Yes.
There we go.
Loki's like, wait, I think I missed something because I was around during the 70s. Are we talking
Crazy Quilt in the House?
Are you meaning actors or are you meaning the fun to make up the actors? I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
Yeah, really.
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B.
60s and 70s. One, Silver Age. Really
one may have caused the other.
Silver Age is also where... Yeah, Silver Age is where Superman got the ability to fire little Supermans out of his fingers.
I don't know any of this.
That's a thing. Trust me. I do this for a living. This is a thing. Tune into like any episode of the Comic Alliance where Alex and I will sit there and rage about the weirdness that is the Silver Age of comics.
All right, so let's go ahead and head on out of here. If you're interested in this, we're going to try and do this maybe for the next 3 or 4 weeks. We're not going to drag it along as long as we did Rant and Review, where we did like 30-something episodes of Rant and Review on the show. We're going to give it maybe until the end of October, if that's okay. And if you like it or don't like it, send us an email, feedback@geekgo.com. Let us know what you thought about it. Next week, we might cover Gotham. We're definitely going to cover Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of Dolls, as I'm calling it.
Agents of Gotham?
No, Agents of Dollhouse. dude, that show is so Dollhouse. And you haven't watched any Dollhouse, so you don't understand it. You don't get it. But it is like, well, mainly because it's Jed Whedon and his wife who wrote all of Dollhouse writing this show. So saying
they also wrote Doctor
Horrible. It's like saying Firefly feels very Buffy. It's like saying that, but it's like season one didn't feel too Dollhouse. But again, the fact that it's so fresh in my head that I'm like, oh yeah, this is Dollhouse with Marvel on it, and I'm okay with this.
I'm down.
So, all right, guys, we are going to go ahead and wrap this
that we wrap this up.
Yeah, Calendar Man says we'll be back at the same bat time, same bat channel next calendar day of Thursday. So I don't have a guest to thank.
That's okay. Then it's that time of year again. Extra Life is coming up on November 7th. We're going to be going as long as possible for charity, playing games up to 24 hours on that day-ish. It depends on what time zone you're in, but for us.
Now that my mom is here, I'm going to try, and so she's able to take the kids, for like help with the kids. I'm going to try and go, like, I'm not going to go 36 Red Bulls in 24 hours
long,
but I am going to try and go.
Probably not a good idea.
I'm going to give it my best.
So what you can do to donate and also follow what's going on and how much we've raised, you can go to geek-io.com/extralife. Huzzah.
Yeah, that will bring you over to the event page. If you're interested in signing up and joining the team, please do so. We're accepting members currently, not just people from within the team. If you're a fan of the show, you want to help us out, do some charity work, go ahead and join. You'll get to hang out with us. We'll have a big ass hangout going on for as long as possible. 4 hour segments at a time, I guess it is. We're just going to ram it so far up stupid cancer's face.
Yes.
Because cancer is bad and kid hospitals are good. And that's what Extra Life is about. All right. So this week on the Geek.io, this past week in retrospect, this last week today on the Geek.io network, Real Insight goes dark with Gotham's premiere. Yeah, we already did that. Ours is better. Like I mentioned earlier, I introduced a new segment over on the Gamer Geeks blog, 60-minute review. First up was KOTOR's iOS port. How It Stacks does some old... Hold on. Eats some old catnip, and Budlong can't type.
You're right.
They stack Red and Stimpy. It's a good episode. It really is really fantastic. Is that up on the site yet?
No, waiting on a summary.
Oh. Write your own summaries, you lazy. Over on the YouTube page. I did two Loot Crate reviews over on the Geek Toys blog video cast for August and September. They're fun. And my Let's Play for ArcheAge is up, where you hear me listen to some Professor Shy Guy and bitch about the fact that my screen won't stay still.
Maybe.
And, again, if you want to help us out, head over to Patreon, patreon.com/geekio, patreon.com/geekio, or geek-io.com/support, and help us out a little bit. If you want some stuff right on the show, we'll be happy to accommodate. Help us keep the lights on.
I went away from keep the lights. Where on. Are we? Oh, it's
we
Rachel.
Can be heard on Stitcher Radio. Search for Geek.io to help us out if you do, as well as on iTunes. Just leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show. We will. It's true. It's the truth.
That's the truth. The truth. Sorry.
All right.
I got distracted with jalapeno beer, evidently.
Thing.
I'm get some down for it.
Show title candidates. Give me a bend of that Kit Kat bar. Flu of the penis. Hugging the internet. Hard decks. Shenanigans. Distinguishable. Google Now. Cards Against Humanity. Jazz Fist. Blue Box. The Villains of Batham. Grumpy Alfred. And Seeing Whedon Everywhere. Or Seeing William Everywhere. Which is
seeing
not as
Wilden.
Exciting as Whedon.
Seeing Wilden Everywhere.
Selling Whedon Everywhere? What?
Yeah, I don't know. None of us can speak, and it's time to go to bed.
That show title. Gotta go.
Yes. All right, guys. Oh. So on that note, we are going to go ahead and head on out of here. We will be back Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern time-ish, unless Budlong wants to wait longer, even though we're all ready.
Geek.io.com/live. Or if you need audio, mobile.alphageekradio.com. Or, yeah, alphageekradio.com. Yep. Anyway. Night, everybody.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh, my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
Shirt and beard and Geek.io shirt. Beard and Geek.io shirt.
Thank you for listening. Geek.io. But you geek in and geek out.